Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Beis. We are up to Siv Dalad, the top line on page Pei Zayin. That is the page following 172. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalad, Machbesh Shal Bal Habayis, a press of a Bal Habayis. The Rama says a Machbesh is Hu Kli Shekoshim Bo Begodim Achar Hakvisa. It is a vessel in which we press the garments after laundering them. It's basically two boards that you place on each other with the clothing in between, and it presses the clothing. So the Mechaber tells us a machbeish of labayis matirin oso lito mimenu begadim l'tzarach haShabbos. You're allowed to loosen it in order to take out the garments that are inside for Shabbos need. Vishal uman aser. However, if the machbeish is not a stam machbeish of a babayis, rather it's a professional machbeish of an uman, that is going to be aser. And the reason is bipnei shehu tochuv b'chaska, because it is clamped tightly, vahataraso domel stira, and therefore by loosening it, it's like doing stira, it's like demolishing. Says the Mishabura Sekatan Chof L'Tzarech HaShabbos, so he said, a machbeish of a babayis, you can loosen it for Tzarech HaShabbos, aval shalo l'Tzarech Shabbos lo, but if it's to get the clothes out for a week to use, that would not be allowed, that would be achana. V'hu adin she'en koshim bo begodim shu tzarechol, and says in the Mishabura, the same thing would be true, that you can't press the clothing on Shabbos for a tzarechol. Now here the Achronim ask, because that's mashma, that if it would be for Shabbos use, you would be able to press the clothing, and that's obviously not allowed on Shabbos. So some say that it's not talking about pressing them initially, it's talking about, you know, reclosing the press that had been closed before. But whatever it is, anything that is going to be Litzarech Chol is certainly going to be Aser. Sikatan Chof Aleph is going on the last point of the Mechaber, and that is if the Machbish is a professional Machbeish, so then it is aser to loosen it to get out the clothes, because since they are closed tightly, so loosening it is doma l'stira. Says the Mishabura, v'imhoya mutar ha-machbeish tzas mi'er Shabbos, if this machbeish was loosened a little bit from before Shabbos, yesh omrim di'afal pikein aser lahatir kulo v'lishmo kelev misham. Some shitas hold that even so, it's still going to be aser to loosen it the rest of the way to get the clothing out. V'yesh mekilin, and some are lenient, that they say once it was loosened a little bit before Shabbos, you can loosen it the rest of the way to get the clothing out. Havalim hoya mutar kulo, but if the whole thing was loose and it's easy to get the clothing out, lukuli alma mutar lishmo kelev misham, there everyone agrees that you can get the clothing out from there on Shabbos, and it would not be a problem. Says the Mechaber Vaidasiv, hey, choluk la'acha kviso hum miskasha. A choluk, which is an undergarment, after it is laundered, it gets hard. So you launder it, you leave it out to dry. As we know, it gets hard that way. And what they used to do is they would rub it with their hands in order to soften the garment. So mutar la'asoso b'Shabbos, one can rub the choluk to soften it on Shabbos. She'enu miskaven el rakacho, because your only kavana in rubbing it with your hands is to soften it. It's an undergarment, so you're not worried so much how it's going to look, it's more how it's going to feel. So your whole kavana is only to soften it, you're not trying to cleanse it at all, and therefore it's mutter. Aval sudur aser. But a sudur, which is a scarf, that's worn on the outside, that would be aser. Mipnesha miskavin letzachzacho v'havei kemelabin. There, if you want it to look better, you want it to look sharper, and that would be an iser of melabin. Because whenever you are rubbing a garment to soften it, it really is accomplishing two things. It's softening it and it's like cleaning it, and therefore it depends on your kavana. If it's a chaluk which is worn under your clothing, we say your kavana is just to soften it. But if it's a sudur that's worn over, so then we say your kavana is letzachzacho, and that is like malabim. The Rama ends off and says the kovoim and hats, ushar klei pishtin, and other linen garments, dinan kasudur, they have a din of a sudur, which is aser. Says the Mishabura Sekatan Chav Beis, mutter, This is going on the chaluk. We said you are allowed to soften it with your hands. Aval osur lagalgal al yedei kli kaminhog, but you're not allowed to start rolling it with some kind of kli, which is the custom. V'chein osur lasos kmatim bedvarim hamuchubasim al yedei kelim haasuyim lakach. You're also not allowed to make creases in the garment that are laundered through vessels that are made for that. That would be considered a tikkun mana. If you look at note number 31, he points out, v'in yefshar lulbosh es acholok below rikuch, if it is so rough and hard that you're not able to even wear it without softening it, there of Moshe writes, sha'afal pi she'ena rikuch nechshav ketikkun gamur, even though just softening a garment is not considered a real tikkun, ulefikach embo isra daraisa, that's why it's not an isra daraisa, mikomakom osr lasos kemed rabbanon. But if it's mamish unwearable, and by softening you're making it wearable, that would be forbidden midrabanan. So we're talking about over here, according to Rav Moshe, where it's wearable, it's just not so gishmak. You want to soften it more to make it more comfortable, that would be okay. But if it's going from unwearable to wearable, that would be asr midrabanan. Sivkadon chav gimel, aval sudr asr. But the Mechaber said, a garment that you wear on the outside, like a sudr, like a scarf, that would be asr to soften it, because there your kavana is, l'tzachtzacho, is to make it look better, and that is like cleansing. Bein l'shavshef mibifnim, bein l'shavshef mibachutz, this is talking about rubbing it, whether you are rubbing it from the inside, or you are rubbing it from the outside. We will see a chiluk in Mitzvah Shem in the next year, between doing it on the inside or the outside, l'gabe something else, that's l'gabe dirt that is on one's garment, then we are mechalik. But over here, when it's not involving dirt, it's just involving softening, so then it doesn't matter in which way you are doing it, from the inside, from the outside, it will still be a problem. Sivkotan chavdalud, we said, v'neishim eskavin l'tzachtzacho, because when you wear it on the outside, your kavana is l'tzachtzacho, and that is kemalabin. Kihu makbid alibuno, v'zihuro shel sudar yose mikutonas. Because a person is makbid on the whiteness and the shininess of a sudr more than the kutones, d'sham amrinan de'enu mechavin ala rakachu, by the kutones, which you wear under your garments, there we say, you're not mechavin except to soften it. Venira, and it appears, the miskavin b'cholok l'tzatzacho, if your kavanah, in fact, by the cholok is to make it look sharper, osr kamo b'surdr, then it would be osr just as much like the scarf. Sivkatan Chavhei is going on the Ramo that said that hats and other clay pishtun have a din of a sudr. Says that in Shabura, Hainu Shel Pishtun, we're talking about hats that are made out of linen. V'atam Shechmiru B'Kli Pishtun, the reason why they were more machmi when it comes to linen garments is Mipnei Shehim Koshim Achar Rechitzosan, they are specifically hard after they are washed. V'rikuchan Zehu Libunan, and therefore softening them is considered, whitening them is considered cleaning them. U'mikomakom B'cholok Mutra, however, if it is a chaluk, a garment that's worn underneath, it's mutter even if it is made out of linen, because it is an undergarment, it is not seen from the outside. So there we say, your kavana is only to soften it, not to make it look better, and therefore it is mutter. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Zevav, Titch al raglo o al min olav. So the Mechaber said, if you have mud on your foot, the Rama adds on, or if it's on your shoe. So the Mechaber says, mekancho bakoso, you can rub it against the wall to get the mud off. Avalo bikarko, but you can't rub your foot or your shoe against the ground. Duma osila shvuye gumos, because you might come to fill in holes that are in the floor. V'yesh misha oser af bakosel, there are those who ask not only on the karka, but also on the kosel. And the Rama says, v'yesh misha matir b'shneyem, the same way that the Mechaber said some asr both, the Rama says there are some that are matir both, not only on the wall, but also on the ground. V'hu adin demutar lahasiru b'ma'at cheres haroi letautel, you also are allowed to remove the dirt using a little bit of cheres, a little bit of pottery, which you're allowed to move, and which is not muktzah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Chavav O Al Min Olav. The Rama added on that the mud is on your feet or even on your shoe. You can rub it against the wall. So the Mishnah Berurah, V'lo Dami L'mal D'Isa B'Sivches. It's not similar to that which we're going to see shortly in Sivches, that Ein Megarden Minol, that you can't scrape a shoe, Bein Chadash Bein Yashem, whether it is a new shoe or an old shoe, V'hainu Afilu Yesh Tit Al Gabov. This is even if there is mud on top of it. The kavanoso lohasir atit, and your intention is just to remove the mud. Ukumoshe kasav nusham, Like you'll write over there, Deshom lo asrinan elo begav sakin. There we're asring it by using the back of a knife. Shayidei hagurira memachay kaor. Through using the scraping of the back of the knife, you come to smooth out the leather. And that's why it's a problem. Masha'enkein bekinuach bakosel o bakoro, which is not the case when you're just rubbing it against the wall or against the beam. Enech reach sheyeh memachay kaayidei zeh. It is not clear that there is going to be any smoothing out of the leather through doing this. The Kasava Taz and the Taz writes, Ulufiza, according to this, Hadi Yesh Bechatzah Shalithnei Piskei Batek Nesios Ala Karka, that which there is in the Chatzeros, in front of the openings of shuls, on the ground, Barzel Echad, a piece of iron, V'uchad Melamala, and it is sharp on top, V'shom Mekanchin HaMin Olin Kodim Sheikonez Beis HaKnesses, and that's where they rub their shoes before they enter the shul, Aser Lasos came to Shabbos, it would be Aser to rub your shoes on this iron before you go into shul on Shabbos. The Zed Omer Lagav Hasakin, that would be similar to the back of the knife, which is asur according to everyone. Ein shom. The Magen Avraham is machmir even if this piece of iron is thick and it's wide on top. The lo haya lo chad and it's not sharp. The lo garam migav asakin, because it's not any worse than the back of a knife, which is not so sharp. Eliyakanach bakosel o bakora o bechidude hamadregos. Rather, you can rub your foot against the wall, against the beam, or even against the edge of the stairs. That's going to be even less sharp than the not-so-sharp piece of iron. However, imu mekaneach benachas, if one is rubbing his shoe gently, ein lahachmir b'chozeh, one does not have to be machmir in all these cases, to lo shayach b'zeach shash de memachay ka'or, if you're doing it gently, then we're not worried that you are smoothing out the leather. Ubeprat imatitlach, and specifically if the mud is moist, bevadai ein lahachmir, for sure one does not have to be machmir. Then the Mechaber brought a shita that says, there's those who aser even rubbing your shoe, your foot or your shoe against the wall. Says the Mishabura Shalavonim. It's talking about a stone wall. Mishum denichzi kemosav al habinyan umechazko. It looks like by putting the mud on the wall that's made out of avonim that you're adding on to the wall and you're strengthening the wall. Now, if you look at note 34, he points out, "Ubeminyanim shalonu, our buildings, tzidid agonu shomazam arbach shalochol hadeos ein zed nechshav kemosav labinyan. It would never be considered, according to anyone, like adding on to a building. Shekein beinei bni adam ein zed nira ella keluchluch habinyan, because now in the eyes of people, this doesn't look like you're adding on to the building. It looks like you're dirtying the building. You're just rubbing your mud onto the wall. Nowadays, that would stop. It look like dirtying. It wouldn't be a problem. But the Mishabura says, in this shita that asers even the kosel, it's because it looks like you're mosav al binyan and you're strengthening it. Uladidei ein mekanchen el bakora o agabe evin. And according to that shita, you would not be able to rub your shoe except against a beam or against an evin. V'huadin d'shari b'kosel shel eitz. Or also, the same thing would be true, it would be permissible to rub your foot against a wall made out of wood. It doesn't look like you're mosav al binyan if you're rubbing mud onto wood. Now, if you look at the Shaar Tzion in Os Lamed Hey, he points out this that the Mishabura added in O Agabi Evan Ubi Mutter, that's Pashit, the Hikakora, that would be the same as a beam. Achdafka imhi Evan Gedoilo Shaloyis Nadneid Ayadei Kinucho. Pazadacha Vaschayim is specifically if the stone is large and it's not going to move by your rubbing. The stone is Muksa, you want to make sure you're not moving it when you're rubbing your foot against it. Sivkatan Chavches goes on the more lenient Shita of the Ramah, the Yesh Misha Matir Bishneim. There are those who are Matir rubbing against not only the wall but also against the ground. They're not worried by rubbing it against the wall that is a mosav al binyan. Mishum de binyan chaklahu. That's like a binyan of a farm. Binyan garua shabalay akfarim. That's like a low grade building of people's of villages. So therefore, we're not worried about that. Ulishema yikanach b'mekom aguma. And in terms of rubbing on the floor, about the concern that maybe you're going to come to smooth out the holes. V'yashvena, that maybe you'll rub your foot in a place where there's a hole and you'll smoothen it out. Gam kein lo chayshinam, we're also not concerned for that. Umikom akom, but still, afilu ditu, according to this lenient shita, even according to them, tzarech lizark shemekanech bekarka, you have to be careful when you are rubbing your foot against the ground, shelo yikanach b'mekom guma. We're not worried if you do it in place A, you're going to do it in a place of a guma, and you're going to fill in the hole, but if you're doing it in a place where there is a hole, so you make sure you don't do it there, shayidei zeh yishvenu, because then for sure you're going to be filling in the holes if you're rubbing your foot from the mud on the place where the hole is. Ulin halacha, bottom line halacha is ataz kosa the b'midi the rabbanan yishlisvach al mekilin the mutar b'shneim. Since this is something that is only at the rabbanan, you can rely on the more lenient shita that is mutar to rub your foot or your shoe against the wall or against the ground. V'yesh men achorim shesovrim, and there are those achorim that hold the nachon lahachmir leaser b'shneim, that it's proper to be machmir to aser both rubbing your foot against the ground and rubbing your foot against the wall. V'nira the bekosel b'vada yesh. It appears that it comes to a wall, for sure when one can be lenient and he can be matir, like the sheet of the Mechaber, Shechein Das Rov HaRishonim, that is the understanding of most Rishonim. The Rama ended off and said another way that it's mutter is to remove the mud with a little bit of cheres that is not mukta. So says the Mishagura Chavtes v'mal cheres u'bazel u'chul yam ashari, that everyone says is mutter, but it has to be roi l'taltas akotan lamed ayin l'kamon simin shin chesiv zayin eza cheres roi l'talta. We'll discuss over there exactly what type of pottery is not mukta and is allowed to be moved. Note 35 gives us a little bit of a summary of what we'll see in Hilchos Mukta. Shom kosav ha-shulchan aruch, there the Shulchan Aruch writes, sheshever shal kli cheres, a piece broken off from a pottery vessel, shadayin lo nizrak l'ashba, that was not yet thrown in the garbage, ein dino kumukta, it's not considered mukta, shekein roi hu l'chasos kli al yodo, because you're able to take this piece of pottery that broke off from a kli and use it to cover another kli, v'afilu im ein mitsuyim ba'usu mokum keil matunim kisui, even if in that place there aren't so many other kelim that are found that need to be covered, still it's going to be mutter. Ubira mishavur rishon, the mishavur there explains, shaholu mitchila hayazek kli gomer, since initially this comes from a complete kli, and it broke off, lo bata b'menu shem kli, kolod roi hu l'shimish kol shuhu, as long as it has some use, any use, even if it's not such a common use, since it comes from a regular kli gomer, it is considered not mukta, as long as there is some use, that kind of pottery would be mutter, to rub off the mud from one's foot or from one's shoe. And we will stop here and pick up in Mitzvah Shem next time with Siv Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.